On the show today, we have PRIT Creating Services' very own Kyle Stutzman and Zarex Bueno talking about the cloud. Yes, we're talking creating strategies, best practices, roadmaps, all revolving around the cloud and how it can benefit credit unions. And Kyle and Zarex cover it all for us, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from PRIT Credit Union Services in our midst. And right next to me, we'll start out with Mr. Kyle Stutzman. Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's nice. It's nice outside. I got a little credit union visits to go on, which is, that's been over a year since that happened. So
you're going to do some in-person stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be in person with 4 or 5 credit unions next week. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. All right. Well, things are opening up. That's good. That's good. And then right below us is Mr. Zarex Bueno, also from PRIT Credit Union Services. Zarex, how are you, sir?
Doing quite well. Quite well. Enjoying similar weather out here.
Good.
Tennessee. So very good.
Good. Glad to have you back on the show. Glad to have both of you back on the show. And today we're talking about the cloud and not the clouds in the sky with the good weather and all that, not the fluffy ones in the sky. We're talking about technology clouds here, credit union strategies, best practices, roadmaps, all that type of stuff. And Kyle, I'm going to start with you on this first question here. And Zarex, feel free to chime in as well too. But Kyle, what's going on with the cloud today, and why should credit unions be interested? Because, I mean, a few years ago, cloud was all the rage and people were talking about it. And then it kind of went into hibernation a little bit. And then all of a sudden, boom, now it's back right in our faces again. So what's going on?
Yeah, you're right. It went into hibernation from an executive board level conversation, but it didn't go into hibernation
as
far
there.
As advancement. I mean, that's its actual reality today of credit unions using it. You say, why should they care? Credit unions are using the cloud more than they ever did in the past, and they have more experience probably with these concepts than they may even realize, especially an executive team, realizing how their data is in the cloud from vendors, what's happened through the pandemic. That's a huge reason for things moving ahead. And I got a list that's a mile long, but your vendors are in there, fintechs are going after you, AWS. It was 2 years ago that I met with one of the, I'd say, founding people in AWS. There was a gentleman named Doug Schlichting that actually wrote a business case inside AWS and said, hey, there's this credit union industry and they need our help. No one's focusing on them. Mm-hmm. What can we do? And so back in 2019, there were two people from AWS that started the credit union division.
I heard about that.
Right. So, he and I met a number of times. He's no longer with AWS, as happens with these large companies. But a number of those that were there, well, the other person that was involved is still there, as well as 5, 6 other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the industry itself, the large public clouds, are given attention. Of course, at Microsoft and Azure has a lot of resources available.
Mm-hmm.
So the other side of that, which maybe we can get into later in the conversation, is the types of automation, the business continuity, the disaster recovery, the security tools that are now integrated and part of it, that can be part of architectures. Just that it outstrips what most of our institutions can do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there's things you still do locally, it's often using cloud-enabled tools. Like we have credit unions, especially through the pandemic, using security tools and deployment tools and virtual, desktops that all have some, tie-in or are just fully hosted in the cloud, and that's how everything is staying secure and connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And just from the consumer side, I mean, I have cloud type stuff and I know this is a small comparison, but man, the cloud has saved my bacon a few times. So in the past, but that's a whole nother conversation. Zarex, do you have anything else to add to that one? The interest that credit unions should have in cloud, in today's cloud?
Yeah. I mean, I think for credit unions should really be looking at it, because I think the future the foreseeable future for credit unions, it's hybrid, right? It's always, maybe not necessarily that you're going to do a full lift and shift of everything you own, overnight, put it into the public cloud, But public cloud does offer services that can solve real challenges that, you know, stump a lot of credit unions today. Mm-hmm. So I do think that for this industry, hybrid is very much the future, you know, for credit unions.
Well, and speaking of that, so and I'm going to stick with you on this one, Zarek. So what's the optimum strategy for credit unions in this area?
Yeah, I mean, the optimum strategy is really to start at square one, which is to identify, you know, what business challenges do you currently face that you feel that technology could have, you know, a play in terms of, you know, resolving those challenges or alleviating some of the pressures that you might be feeling. And then from there, it's really partnering with somebody that has the knowledge to understand, okay, number one, understand your business challenge, but number two, also come with a strategy of, hey, you know, based upon what you're trying to solve, this is how you could do it. These are the public cloud services you could leverage.
Yeah.
And then actually help develop that migration plan, right? And then the other big piece of this too, which is something that's often overlooked by a lot of folks who go into the cloud, is that nobody has an exit strategy. So as much as you have to have a good plan to get into the cloud, you also have to have a well thought out, you know, acceptable real plan to exit the cloud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's to reduce the overall risk of adopting cloud technologies. Okay. Because you may get to the cloud, and this happened many, many years ago when cloud was the first thing in other industries that I've been in, where, you know, companies lifted and shifted everything, and then there they are 6 months, 8 months later, realizing that their cloud spend was significantly higher than what they thought. And they end up having to bring everything back as a result from either a cost or from a performance standpoint. So that rings true. That still holds true into today's world where, you know, as much as getting into the cloud is beneficial, having a strategy to get out of the cloud is also very beneficial to de-risk that option.
Learn something new every day. Thank you, Zarek.
Yep, you're welcome.
Learn something new every day. And Kyle, so let's talk roadmaps here. Is there a specific roadmap that credit unions should follow to do this right? And if so, what is that roadmap?
Well, Zurich's really hit on it to begin with. The lift and shift, and let's just go to the cloud, right? That is not the desired roadmap, and nothing that we would help take a credit union down without significant planning and understanding. I mean, part of an initial roadmap often can be understanding all of your actual technology portfolio, which we think we have a handle on it, but many times it's changed repeatedly over the last 3 to 5 years, and really need to get a handle on what we really have, because you don't want to just pick up everything and quote unquote take it to the cloud. The cloud is an enabler. It should be something that really furthers your strategy, that gives you, you know, you're going after redundancy, you're going after mobility, you're going after some of the advanced tool sets, you're trying to take certain workloads or capital expenditure. You don't want to be in the generator business anymore, or managing even a colo contract. So what you're trying to accomplish and what you have today is really a starting point for a roadmap. And then from there, you can start mapping out what is your strategy. It may be part of your cloud strategy is going to many more SaaS-based services, because those are going to be in the cloud, but they're still managed by maybe a key vendor. How many of our core or credit unions already have their core hosted? There's only two that can actually run in actual clouds, and the other ones host it for you. But there is an actual two cloud, you know, options today. But that's just an example that, you know, you take that decision, and that's one component you want to move out, and then you have to know how everything will connect. Mm-hmm. Now your communication strategy is extremely important. Your telecom strategy is extremely important. You know how, where your data is too, because it does matter to you where your data is sitting and how it's protected. And security is an architectural decision at the beginning, not add-on tools as you go or at the end.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. So let me give a couple quick examples, because it is so broad.
Sure.
So let's say part of a strategy and you're assessing things and you're putting a roadmap together. We have institutions that have said, well, here's what I would move to the cloud if I was moving a data center. Here's all my services.
Mm-hmm.
But as they start to actually inventory them and we work through what is a real roadmap, all of a sudden there are things that disappear. Servers, whole complete infrastructure disappears. I don't need a file server anymore. Now I'm using OneDrive or some other file service instead. I don't run SQL servers anymore. I buy SQL as a service or other databases that are maybe even less costly that I can use those. Active Directory may or may not be in the picture anymore. Another service that could go away, and instead I'm using Azure AD or directory services from AWS. So it's really about transforming and putting a plan together that gets you to a new architecture that is really enabling your credit union, not about just taking what you have and moving it somewhere else, because really Zurich's comment is extremely true. You can end up spending a lot more money, and you may get benefits from that. I mean, you're not paying for electricity and all the other, you know, infrastructure stuff, but the real transformation journey is using services and choosing the right vendors and making that a holistic strategy, mm-hmm. not just, oh, I'm just going to move things to the public cloud. Yeah. Public cloud's an enabler, and you got to find the right services. And to Zurich's point, you can really have a strategy to have backups, to roll out of the cloud, because there's a lot of services that will help you. You can choose hybrid, disparate clouds too, mm-hmm. and go between the two, which is a pretty advanced strategy for our credit union space. Most of them are still just using one and choosing different regions, but okay. It's still part of the planning.
Yeah.
And that's why an important partner or someone who has that experience is critical for our industry as they move through this.
Indeed. And Zurich, Kyle pointed out a couple of examples. Can you share with us a couple of, or add to some, maybe some best practices or other examples for credit unions out there?
Yeah, I think that, getting back to the whole preparation thing, because it really is, it's 80% planning and 20% execution, mm-hmm. if you would, right? So, part of that strategy should be understanding, what is the cost to putting services in the cloud, right? And so there's a lot of, there's a lot of ways, like we actually help credit unions run those assessments to figure out where we can actually figure out what is the cost of consuming those particular services, if it's not just a simple SaaS-based model, maybe it's something else. So just really helping to define and understand what is the cost path as you progress into the public cloud, mm-hmm. understanding how it grows, understanding how you might be able to shrink it. And again, that gets back to finding yourselves with the right cloud partner to help you in that process, where they can help you identify key technologies where you may pay a particular cost for one service, but you could actually accomplish maybe the same thing with a slightly different service at a reduced rate. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even it's how you consume that service. It actually would have multiple tiers in some cases within a single service, that if you pick the lower tier, could significantly save you, a bunch of money as part of your cloud journey, right? Yeah. So it really is. It's all, I would honestly say, again, it's all about planning is probably the majority of the work as to whether or not you're going to be successful on the other side.
Yeah. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about, just kind of a random question out of left field. And for me, they're sometimes scary, but what has changed with cloud, or how has it gotten better? Because I know it's obviously more sophisticated today as it mm-hmm. was, a few years ago, but what has changed? What makes it more appealing to a credit union today? Zurich, I'll let you go with that.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some major improvements in terms of, obviously, when you're talking about interacting with the cloud, you have to connect to the cloud. Your members might have to connect to the cloud. And now with networks and, the internet as a whole being more reliable and more scalable and more cost effective, it has actually removed some of those barriers, as well as a lot of the cloud service providers have multiple ways of which you can actually connect to them, more along the lines of like providing a dedicated circuit, if you would, at a very cost-effective, stance. And that actually helps break down even more barriers in some cases for some folks who want to interact with the public cloud. Mm-hmm. The other piece of it too is that, from a regulatory standpoint, like times are changing, like cloud touching people's lives. I mean, it's been doing it for years, and people have just been kind of blind to the fact. And a lot of that is there's a learning curve there, right? And what I think it is this industry is finally kind of they're waking up slowly and surely, yeah. to realize that the cloud is not something to be feared, that cloud is something to be embraced, as long as, you're being responsible about how and you're actually approaching that whole conversation. And I think the other thing that's really going to perhaps drive cloud adoption in the coming years is what COVID has done to things like the supply chain, where now chips and other critical pieces that are needed to put into things like servers and networking equipment and firewalls and all of this stuff are they're very scarce right now. So like if you went and placed an order for equipment today, you might not see that equipment for 4 or 5 months or 6 months, Meanwhile, you have an immediate need that you have to solve for today. Yeah. And that might be a good way to look at cloud options, because the cloud is, you know, already there. It's already built. You can consume that elastic service as you need it, when you need it.
Oh, so true. Kylie, anything else to add on that one?
I'll just say that last part a little bit differently. The speed to be able to bring up a service and deliver on what members need is really an important part for credit unions these days. The other part of our cloud is that it's on its own spectrum, right? From immature to mature, and there's services in there, and many of them have moved into mature operations that can be done.
Yeah.
A simple example would be like your old Office 365, which now often is referred to as Microsoft 365. It used to be, let's just get Exchange there. Well, now we have credit unions that are using that not just for Exchange and encryption and those tools. They're also using it for Teams and meetings. They're also using it as their phone system. SharePoint is part of the package. And credit unions often will even own some of these tool sets, but not be using them, or they didn't have a good experience early on when they were immature, didn't have the expertise to help them set them up in a secure way. And all that has changed to the point where now some credit unions are having single sign-on and multi-factor being enabled throughout their environments, which used to be a huge lift before. It'd be like, this is a huge project, and we're going to spend the whole year or more on it. And now it's built into their cloud services. And it's a matter of just, you know, filling out some configuration in a page, having some rule sets around it, and the same thing that they used to use just to get a VPN in or just to get to their email, now is enabling security around all kinds of other tool sets they never had.
Yeah.
So the maturity of the tools themselves and how it's expanded to really in to meet our needs in the regulatory and security side of what we do in the credit union space is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then where I started, it's hard to put value on the speed that you can get to a solution and how quickly you can get something up and running and potentially integrate it in ways that are just really complicated in the past with legacy solutions and tools.
Yeah, I think that was the word I was looking for, is mature. How has it matured over the years? So, and that's where we are today. Oh my gosh, guys, this topic obviously is not going to go away anytime soon. It just gets more, I think it gets more fascinating as time goes on because of the ways it can be used and how it's matured and how credit unions can really leverage it to their benefit. Is it a fair question to ask? I mean, this is just a yes or no question. Is this a necessity now to run your business smartly, or is it still something, I don't want to say a luxury, but I don't know, Kyle, is it a necessity now?
And that might be
a question.
You don't have to be 100% in that sense, but yes, you will be enabling something in the cloud, even if it's through a third party to do it. But it is a necessity to understand it. It's one way that credit unions are going to be able to stay competitive, to stay on the technology edge of being, you know, technology providers doing all the financial services. Those go hand in hand these days. There's no way to separate our financial services for our members and technology anymore. This is one way to make sure that we keep up with the times.
Yeah, and when you're talking speed, right, Zarex? I mean, that's a necessity too. We learned that all too well, you know, in the last year or so. So yeah, so good stuff. Anything else to add, Zarex? Anything else? Any final words to wrap up here, sir?
I think that my other advice to credit unions too is that, you know, we live in an instant economy, right? So it's really leveraging, you know, credit unions should absolutely look to leverage cloud technology, specifically be able to compete in that instant economy, you know, that our members are used to now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that's just the nature of the game. I mean, even if you look at Amazon, used to do 2-day shipping as, you know, like the de facto standard, and now you can get it same day for nothing extra, you know? So that instant economy, that whole concept is totally being reinforced as a behavior that our members, you know, will come to expect. So figuring out how to move faster is definitely should be top of mind.
Yeah,
for credit unions.
Yeah, and as consumers, aren't we so spoiled now? We are so spoiled as consumers. Oh my God.
Yep.
All righty, guys. Well, we could go on for another couple of hours on this topic. So we appreciate your time. And this is a topic that ain't going anywhere anytime soon. It's only going to get more fascinating, I think. So good stuff, gentlemen. Appreciate the time as always, and look forward to the next one.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.